Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Pete Innerato, and here's what's happening. The pilots of two separate helicopters that collided in midair yesterday in Hamilton, Atlantic County, have been identified. With more, KYW's John McDevitt.
Authorities say it was around 11:30 Sunday morning when an Enstrom Model 280C helicopter and an Enstrom Model F-28A helicopter collided near Basin Road and the White Horse Pike. One of the pilots, later identified as 71-year-old Michael Greenberg of Sewell, was pronounced dead at the scene. The other pilot was severely hurt. He now has been identified as 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch of Carney's Point. Caitlin Collins, who lives nearby the crash site, says she rushed to his side.
He was breathing and he was looking around, and I just held his hand and just told him everything was going to be okay and everything was fine. And I told him, you know, you could hear the sirens. I said, they're coming for you. They're coming. They're here.
Kirsch was flown to Cooper Hospital in Camden for trauma treatment, where he later died. Officials say the crash happened less than 2 miles from the Hamilton Airport and that the helicopters were in the air for a matter of minutes.
Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has taken on a lot of problems in her first 2 years. She can't claim any complete success just yet, but in a year-end interview with KYW's Pat Loeb, she talked about why she's driven to take on seemingly impossible challenges.
The rules are different for me.
Mayor Parker considers the question of why she set the bar for her administration so high, bringing order to Kensington, making housing affordable, and now ending street homelessness. She connects it to her own rise from a hardscrabble childhood to the mayor's office. If that can happen, almost anything must be achievable.
Even with those seemingly intractable problems, we can find a way to address them.
The proof, she says, is in the last 2 years. Crime is down, streets are cleaner, and her staff, she says, has accomplished amazing results with the incremental work that lays the foundation for her larger vision. She points to the Riverview Wellness Center, converted in a year to recovery housing, a linchpin to addressing the opioid epidemic. She's counting on the same performance with her new goal of creating 1,000 new shelter beds in a month.
Is it tough to say to the team I want 1,000 units by January 31st? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to meet the moment and rise to the occasion? 1,001%.
Check out the full interview on KYWNewsRadio.com. Crews at the Navy Yard are busy loading the fireworks for the two New Year's Eve spectacles over the Delaware River. Those shows are in addition to the display after the Parkway concert. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
The 6 p.m. and midnight shows will have different themes, but they have one thing in common. They'll be fired from three locations on the Delaware, says Erica Joy Erb, VP of Marketing for the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation.
It is three barges, so usually it's just one. But this year, in addition to the additional barges, we're going to have bigger shells that are going to light up the sky so you can see the shows from further away.
Paul Gaffney with the fireworks firm Pyrotechnico says his crew is loading those shells into mortars and wiring them to a computer, which will synchronize the show to the musical soundtrack.
There'll be chrysanthemums, there'll be rings, there'll be almost any shape object more or less can be put into fireworks, and there'll be mines, comets, all kinds of devices.
With the ongoing I-95 cap construction, Erb recommends taking SEPTA or PATCO to get to Penn's Landing. There are ticketed viewing parties.
Fireworks, of course, are free, and you can hear the soundtrack on KYW News Radio. That's the All Local. I'm Pete Innerato. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But
here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.